American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Residents continue to flee dangerous California and Nevada wildfires. Jeff Manasso with the latest.
The Line Fire in the San Bernardino Mountains in a matter of days has consumed around 21,000 acres, enforcing the evacuation of communities like Highland, Forest Springs, and Mountain Falls.
Families have evacuated, and we still have a lot of homes in the warning area.
That San Bernardino fire is Brent Pascua. Firefighters getting a little help from some rain, but the blaze is only 3% contained. It's one of several fires burning in California and Nevada, including the Bear Fire north of Lake Tahoe and the Davis Fire south of Reno that have burned thousands of acres and continue sparking evacuations.
Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris preparing to square off in their presidential debate on ABC News tomorrow night. Trump 2024 National Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the former president is ready to go.
He doesn't need traditional debate prep. He's proven to be one of the most effective debaters in modern political history. Just look at how he knocked off Joe Biden out of the race and the CNN debate stage. He is very well read on Kamala Harris's record.
A New York Times Siena College poll finds former President Trump with a one-point lead ahead of Kamala Harris. Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt says Harris can't really run from her record.
Once you kind of get into her record and the fact that she was even more liberal in the Senate than Bernie Sanders, that spells trouble for Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris can't recast herself into some moderate when quite literally she authored the Green New Deal and was by a nonpartisan voting record keeper organization. She was more liberal than Bernie Sanders.
Former President Trump facing some legal troubles ahead of the November election. David Spunt has more on where everything stands with the former president.
Donald Trump was staring down six individual cases. Two are federal cases. Both essentially are somewhat on ice right now. The only one that went to trial was the Manhattan case, that hush money case. That right now has a sentencing that's been set back to November. The case in Washington, D.C. deals with Donald Trump's alleged efforts to try and overturn the 2020 election results. A judge last week ruled that she's going to hold dates past the election, and Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump-appointed judge dealing with those classified documents down in Florida, dismissed that case outright. Then we head down to Atlanta, Georgia, where District Attorney Fannie Willis promised a trial months after she indicted Donald Trump. Months likely are going to turn into years.
The head of a Minnesota-based Messianic Jewish ministry says anyone who votes for Tim Walz is voting for their own destruction.
During an interview with a local Michigan public radio station, Minnesota Governor and Democrat vice presidential nominee Tim Walz voiced his support for radical anti-Israel protesters on various U.S. university campuses, saying they are doing so for, quote, all the right reasons. Walz's comments in the swing state with a heavy Muslim population is part of the Kamala Harris campaign's stepped-up outreach to Arab and Muslim American leaders in Michigan who have condemned U.S. support for Israel. Jan Markell is founder and director of Olive Tree Ministries and host of Understanding the Times on American Family Radio.
This guy is absolute evil. And the fact that as many as 50% of America is okay with voting for this kind of insanity, is America given over to a reprobate mind so they see evil like this as good and they're going to vote for it? And I think if that's the case, America has turned a corner and then there's no hope for us. No hope.
And Markell says Minnesota's headquarters of what is known as the Red-Green Alliance.
The coming together of Islam and communism. And for some reason, that is what got entrenched here. It's been going on for at least 30 years, if not more. Tim Walz is an evil human being. People who are going to vote for him, I'll be blunt, they're voting for their own destruction because he's going to turn on them and he will destroy this country as we've known it, with her help, of course.
I'm Chad Groening.
A relative of the teenage gunman at the center of last week's school shooting in Georgia says the boy's mother knew the teen was planning violence.
The aunt of the 14-year-old, now charged with four murders at Appalachie High School near Athens, Georgia, say the boy's mother called the school the day of the shooting to warn them of an emergency involving the boy, that they should find him immediately. The aunt is the mother's sister and revealed her text message conversation with the mother to the Washington Post. Evan Brown, Fox News.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.